The Father's going to light this lamp. I remember when the Lord showed me that last week. It was so amazing. He said, I want to show you the Father. And I said, I thought that's what we've been doing. He goes, you've seen one aspect of the Father and just a small part of that. And I'm like, that was a whole year I was looking at his love. He said, yes, and you'll be looking at it for eternity. And he goes, but I want to show you his light now. And then there's a whole lot of places because his light moves up to his glory. And then you have his holiness. There's so many aspects of the Father. Well, the Lord's been living with the Father and enjoying him for eternity. Now he shares him with us. And then, and after he released his final words in the earth, he gave that administration to the Holy Spirit. He turned those words over to the administration of the Holy Spirit, and he shifted and changed offices. Now he resides as high priest, mediator. He resides as our chief intercessor that ever liveth to make intercession. And now his office, yes, seek and save the lost. Absolutely, but that the higher verse is once you're saved is to bring the sons of God into the Father for full reconciliation to Adam. God must restore us into the fullness, amen? Light, love, dominion, all of that realm that Adam lost is all restoring. It's all in the Father now. It's not really, we're wanting it to all come down, but if you understand God, he bringing everybody up to it. Amen. He adorns you there. Then you come down with it. Amen. I was talking to Justin. He's telling me, he goes, man, I don't know what's going on, but when I get in the rest, but when I go up to go to the Father, something comes over me and it just wipes me out and it stays with me all day. And I said, Justin, you're going to have to get through that. You're going to have to press through that because that is a strong man that's trying to stop your progression in the Father. Well, he showed up three times with me this week, that same thing. And I hadn't dealt with anything like that in a long time. And I mean, just that, what he was talking to, you could tell him, Haiti, that thing he was talking about, it showed up in my life. And I mean, just the time I would try to go in, it just stuff that I wouldn't normally deal with. My morning got wrecked. And you have to understand about this progression. If you lose a day, it makes the next day the harder, that much harder. When you win the day, tomorrow's easy. Do you understand that? You learn to win the day in faith and learn to get up into the high places where the atmosphere is pure, where light is full, love is full, where you're covered and clothed. I just decided I am not losing this day, and I marched myself right back in there. And I'll tell you what, I just determined I'm going to pierce through this atmosphere. So you got to have a faith like that. I want to tell you, it's not like all roses all the time, but you have to have honed in faith, zeroed in. And I just focused in, stayed in it, stayed in it, stayed in it, stayed in it, and it released. Amen. Released up into the Father's love and light and glory, and it was on after that. Amen. Once you get that, everything's awesome. Oil gets on you. You get clothed in heaven, lights on you, presence on you, peace on you. Your ministry shifts when you do that. Your words change. Amen. Everything's fuller. I knew God was going to be in here tonight just because when you have encounters like that, he'll show up from that encounter. But you got to press through that. And don't let atmospheric thieves stop your progression. As they stand at the door, they try to stop you from progressing in because there comes a point where they have to let go. And like that one today, he had to let go, and he'd been dogging my tracks this week. Even though I would get in, it was just hard, but that thing broke today. That's why you got to learn to go in by faith, because you don't learn to get in by faith, you're not going to make it through that veil. And what you were supposed to have today, if you don't get, you're dry the next day. Amen? You can't live off the anointing on your life. No matter how anointed you are, you have to live out of the vine of the Lord Jesus and the Father. You have to dwell with him. I had to learn that a long time ago. I cannot live off this Wednesday night, Sunday morning, even Tuesday. I can't live off the anointing. I have to live off his life. Amen? Once you learn to live there, nothing else will do. So you have to get through anything and everything. It becomes your chief ambition of all things. And once you're like that, you learn to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. That's what he wants from the heirs. But what he gives you in return is greater than anything else in life, because you get to walk with him in the high places. You get to walk with an atmosphere of freedom and liberty and fullness and light and love. And your soul is flooded with grace. Amen. You're not struggling through life. You're not struggling. Everything releases and your path is bathed in oil now. Amen. I knew the service that he's bathed in oil. It wouldn't matter. He just bathed it in oil. Amen. And the more and more we do this, the higher and higher we go. We finally come to where the restoration of glory, life, and light. That we wear our original image. Amen. And from that image, we manifest the kingdom of God through the name of the Lord Jesus. The Father dwelling with us in his image. Amen. Isn't that glorious? I mean, I feel that. Praise God. Thank you, Father, for love and life. Got to become a battering ram. Don't give up. Don't do this either. Oh, wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till tomorrow if you can do it today. Don't allow some atmospheric thief to talk you out of what God has ordained for you to have every day. What God has ordained for you is beyond the veil. You got to get over the mentality he's going to come and drop it on you. You got to get over that mentality. You can wait years. I remember crying, whining, kicking, screaming, throwing a fit. You know, all the things kids do. Because that's what I did when I was a kid to get my way. No, don't look so holy. And so you try to do that with God. And, you know, in the early days, that'll work. But after a while, that doesn't work. Because he's not going to respond to that kind of behavior when he's wanting you to ride with him in the high places. You got to gird your loins with truth and get in there and ride with him in the high places. Amen. Once you learn to do that, nothing else will ever do. Amen. There is no other place like that place. The freedom and the liberty is worth all of it together. But it takes faith. It takes skillfulness. It takes a heart that's honed in to the Father and the kingdom. These kind of things won't be in knee-high or ankle-high Christianity. It's not going to happen there. It's not going to be in God's sandbox. He's got a sandbox for his little children to play in. The full age must come to where he is. Amen? Say full age. So if God's dealing with you as a full-age son, then rejoice, because he sees a lot in you. If he sees a lot in you, don't go comparing yourself to somebody else. Well, they got this, they got that. You'll find you'll blow right past them over time. And what you thought that you wanted on their life is not what you wanted. Because you see something else that's higher, fuller. Amen. You know, Pastor and I, sometimes we'll counsel pastors and different things, and they, you know, they get this vision like, I'm on this mega church and that's what it'll do. And that's not even what God wants for them, but that's their image and everything's their image. If they don't have that, then everything about them is broken down because they don't have this thing that they think they're supposed to have. And they're going after the wrong thing all their life. We're trying to shift the image. Let's go after God and not that thing out there. Because listen, there's a lot of people that have that are miserable. Because they're living off something they think is going to make them happy, and it doesn't. The only thing that's ever going to satisfy you is abiding in the truth of who he is and the life of who he is and the love. When you abide in that fullness and that grace, all is well. Whether you're ministering to 12 or 12,000, all is well. Amen? All is good. Because you're where you need to be. Amen? The words he dispenses from this little house with a taco stand goes out all over the world. Amen? And we don't have to struggle to do that. It just goes out. 12,000 downloads this last month. A deep call with the deep stuff. Amen? Praise God. Teaching people to know the Father. What an awesome calling. Amen? Teaching people to dwell in the Father. Where would we be without this? I'm thinking, God, where would we be? Well, that way you've given us these words. You've given us this training. You've given us. Don't throw that away. Don't throw what God's given away. You can get one chance in this life. Then you get to stand before him. Excuses, they're not going to stand. Don't throw away what God's given. Remember, God's dealing with you. He's dealing with you because you're a son. He sees a whole lot in you. He has potential, but all that potential's got to get released in Him alone. He's going to release that. And so I feel in the Spirit to say this too. Sometimes people get discouraged because God's not releasing. Sometimes He's not going to release for you where you are. Just because He released for somebody else, maybe that's all the capacity they had. And they ran out their capacity, and so all God can do is take where they are and spread it around the world. But at the end of the road, it may be 30-fold, and that's the only impact it'll ever have on anybody. Even though it looks large and huge and operational, it only has a 30-fold, but maybe God sees 100-fold in you. Maybe He sees the potential, and to hold you back is not denying. The delay is not denial. It's, I got to get you higher to minister from a different land, from a different operation, a higher level with deeper wisdom, power and glory and grace that can actually shift atmospheres over whole regions. Actually turn a nation from darkness to light in its end. A mantle destined just like the Lord's. You want to know what God wants from this house? He wants us to walk in the Lord's mantle. Amen. It's different. You know there's two mantle structures in the Bible. The Corinthians, the most carnal church of all. Divisions in chapter 1, chapter 3, incestual fornication, chapter 5. You've heard me go down this. Suing each other at the law in chapter 6. Chapter 9, idolatry. Chapter 11, division at the communion table. Chapter 12, gifts, callings, and ministrations. Amen. Chapter 12, gifts of the Spirit. All of these operations, severally as the Holy Spirit willed. He regulated powers of the age to come. He set it on that carnal church. He's still doing that today. Amen. He still anoints us. Oh my God, when He separated from ministry, I was not ready. I was thankful, but I wasn't ready. But He still did it anyway. He set that anointing. But He has something greater in mind for all of us. Amen. That's what those words of John will do. That's what those words, John 14, 15, 16 said. In them are hidden the mantle, the Lord's mantle. To operate like the Lord, for the Father's ministry is hidden there. That's what John caught when he laid his head into the breastplate. And he caught the ministry of the Father. The other writers didn't catch that. John got it. Amen. The ministry of the Father is going to restore in this hour. Amen. And all of His glory. That's what the Lord's doing. He's revealing the glory of the Father. It's awesome. Amen. Starting to move up into the light now. Hallelujah. God is. What is God? He is what? He's all things, but He is what the Lord's revealing Him as. Amen. John 16, hallelujah. I want to get to Matthew 6, too, just for a moment. He gives us a big key. Wouldn't mind getting to Genesis. Oh, I didn't see. See, in Genesis, remember the oil lampstand? That dunamis was present when God said, let there be light. Have to have dunamis present for light. That's the oil of the lampstand. Dunamis was present. We know the invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Even His eternal dunamis power that's invisible was seen by creation itself because it was present. Amen. Verse 25, these things I've spoken to you in mysteries, proverbs, hidden sayings, but the time cometh when I'll no more speak on you, proverbs, but I will openly reveal the Father to you. That's His ministry right now. That's what He wants from you. If you're at this church, that's what His ministry is to openly. Why? You have to have a revelation. Can't walk around as orphans and operate as full age joint heirs. Cannot have an orphan spirit and operate like a joint heir. Gotta have Him reveal the Father love. It didn't matter how long I carried that constitution until I met the Father love, I was going to continue in an orphan spirit. I had a dysfunctional soul, but I wanted God to change the nations. But He had to shift that. Amen. And he did a lot of that in that year. And now he's revealing. See, he shows. He goes, I will openly reveal the Father. 17. This is really good. You need to use this scripture when you're in your ascension to the Father. And don't go through the veil and straight up to the Father. That's not how he has taught us to do that. You'll probably blank out if you do that. Go to the throne of grace. Go to the rest. Unload. Amen? If you can't get into the Lord, you're not going to get into the Father. Does that make sense? I tried that today. Tried to do an end round to the Father. He goes, listen, you haven't even gotten up into me yet. How are you going to get to the Father? Because I was agitated. And he goes, Father doesn't do that. He goes, you need to let me deal with the agitation. The Lord was telling me, he goes, come into me and the rest until all the agitation's gone. Then we go to the Father in harmony. That's how it works. I tried to walk up to the Father in agitation and didn't happen. Doesn't work that way. You go into the Lord. You abide in him. Amen? You are dead to the world. Your life is hidden with Christ and then in the Father. You're in him. In that day, you'll know you're in me, and then we are in the Father. Amen. Good. John 17. Father, I will. All this is going to produce something, by the way. There's such glory going on up there. It is crazy awesome to have all of this warfare down here. That's why I don't like dealing with second heaven stuff. I don't like this atmospheric warfare. I don't have to fight my enemy all day here. I don't like dealing with him. I like getting up above him where he can't go. That's my favorite. You got to get up above him. Because when you get dropped down in here, it's very confusing. Everything gets very foggy. Your mind gets foggy. Your path gets foggy. You don't know what you're doing. You're waking up. You're getting into his system. He entangles you in all kinds of stuff. And you don't know who you are, what you're doing. You have no resolve. You don't have that cutting edge soberness of God. See, all that's up in him. That's what people don't understand. You're not going to get that fighting like this all in this realm. Got to get up above. Amen. He said, Father, I will that they also whom thou given me be with me where I am, that they what? May behold my glory. You've loved me from the foundation of earth. Now what he's saying is, I want them to be with me so I can show you to them. Now there's a lot of aspects. For a whole year we talked through the scripture about the Lord revealing the Father's love, but there's a lot to the Father. I mean, I'm just touching his light right now and I'm getting glimpses and I'm like, whoa, Isaiah. Remember the coal that touched his lips? He goes, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm an unclean man. He was in the holiness of the Father. You know those beasts that dwell before the throne? I don't know what, the four living creatures, better word for that. But they cry, holy, holy, holy. All they do is look at him. And just beholding him. And every time they say holy, they get another revelation of him. Because all they're doing is to look at him all day long. That's all they do, is watch him and say holy. And every time they say it, they get another revelation. But they're right in front of him. So they're seeing massive, glorious revelations of him. Well, you can't see that down here like that. It's too foggy. You got to get up there where the glory is. Everybody wants that glory to come down, but it will come down, but it's not going to be coming down. You got to get up above the fog. Amen. You get like the jet. You got to get up above. Have you ever been in a jet, you know, and you get up above the clouds and you'll see the cloud line. You're way up above it. Everything's very clear. You can see very far. Amen. You got to get up above. Your faith is what launches you up there. And that's where you start revealing the Father up there. That's where you start getting introduced to the Father. Amen. That's where God is love. But God is what? Light. Say light. And the Father shows. The Lord begins to reveal the Father, and he reveals him through his word first. And then you take those words in your mouth and your heart, and he puts you in front of the Father. And as you begin releasing, the image of all that releases. Amen? You start encountering him. And he starts transforming. It says, God is light, and in him, say in him, is no darkness at all. Well, guess what? When you start dwelling with him, I want you to see this. I talked about this yesterday. Just really quick. 1 John 1. There's enough right here. You don't have to have everything. You can just right here is enough. These three or four verses are enough to go on in. Amen? I want to show you something out of Matthew here in a minute. You just don't know. When you're going, you don't know. You don't know if you're dependent on what's going on down here. You don't know how an atmospheric thief will want to steal what belongs to you. I didn't know if I was going to get through or not, honestly, but I just kept going, and bam, it broke open. It's been glorious ever since. All afternoons have been amazing. But he could have stolen that if I'd have let him. But I didn't let him. Amen? Sometimes you got to go back a second time. Sometimes it's too difficult. I'd get up, do something, go back. Amen? Do not allow an atmospheric thief. The thief cometh. He goes, I am the door. If by me any man entereth in, he'll go in and out. He'll find the pasture. You're going to find some serious pasture. I mean, the kind of pasture that'll satisfy your hunger. He's talking about pasture for the sheep. That's what they eat, pasture. He's got a pasture up there that'll satisfy your hunger. Listen, when you start eating of God and partaking of God, you get an appetite that's huge. And if you don't know what to do with that appetite, the enemy will take advantage of it. If you can't get that spiritual appetite filled, he'll start trying to tap your flesh. Because it expands. When you're in the Father, he expands your appetite like massively. Where you can partake of a lot, but it's so expansive, you can't get that appetite into him continuously. You'll get a void and emptiness that's deeper than anything you've ever had. How can you be, that's how people, how can you be so high and then be so empty and then fall apart? Because they didn't get back to their feeding ground. Amen? When you have this appetite that's so full, you cannot lie. He said, but the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to destroy that atmosphere. He wants to destroy that access. He wants to steal it. And you cannot allow him to steal your access. This is too much beyond the veil. Amen. The problem with the church today, not this church, but lots of churches, is they are not partaking of what's beyond the veil. They're waiting for it to show up. There's only so much is going to show up. You're never going to get a full, lasting, full-blown revival for what just shows up. It has to be accessed. Amen? 1 John 1:3, that which we've seen and heard declare we unto you, that you may have fellowship with us. Say, fellowship with us. Now, he's talking to them from a father's point of view. He goes, listen, you may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship with what? With the Father and with His Son. Amen? So we're in good company right now, right? And a lot of churches don't say that. It's like, gee, you can have fellowship with us. Just fellowship with us. You can have fellowship with us. But with his Father, truly our fellowship. If you're going to be fellowship with us, truly our fellowship is with the Father, with the Son. Amen? Man. I like John. Cool, I like John. Ooh. Verse 5. This then is the message. We'll see if we're on message right now. Just see. That we've heard of him. We declare unto you that God is what? The two things John describes him as, and this is his revelation from the Lord himself. The Lord revealed him as love, and he revealed him as light. Amen? And in him is no darkness at all. Now, if people misunderstand this verse, I'm going to clear it up for you. Amen? It's kind of cold. It's getting cool up here. Just, if you pull back just a little bit. Yeah, okay, thanks. It says, if we say, that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and we do not the truth. All right? Listen, you can be born again Christian. Walk in darkness. Very easy. Walk in hatred. A lot of Christians hate. They're born again, but they hate. That happens all the time. They're still born again. Amen? But he says, if we say we're fellowship with him, with who? The Father. If you say you're fellowship in the Father and you walk in darkness, you're lying. He didn't say, if we say we go to church and walk in darkness, you're lying. He didn't say that. Trust me, he didn't say that. He said, if we say we fellowship with him and walk in darkness. Why? Because you cannot fellowship with the Father of lights or the Father of love and stay the same. You're not going to be able to stay in darkness, dwelling in the Father. It's just absolutely impossible. Amen. Now, you can be at church. You can do all the things Christians do. You can do the shimmy shoe, the whole thing. But you cannot dwell with the Father and stay in darkness. Not with the Father of lights. If there's continuous darkness, you're not in the Father of lights yet. Amen? Can't stay with him in light and have the dark, because light's going to expel it. Which means what? That's how he perfects us. Amen? Stop trying to perfect yourself. Bring it into the Father. He'll perfect it. More importantly, he'll give you the strength to change it. He'll give you the power to remove it and keep it removed. Amen? His light's so powerful, it'll expel the darkness. It'll expel. Amen? But if we walk in the light as he who the Father is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanseth us from all sin. So we walk in the light where he is in the light. We walk in the light where he is in the light. Invitation. God is love. He that dwelleth in love. He that dwelleth in love dwells in God. He that dwelleth in light dwells in God. And God will dwell in him in light. Amen. All right, go to Matthew 6. You have to have your compass set for the Father. This is what John does. He sets a compass into the glory of the Father. You have to have a word that's so... Listen, we're after joint heirship here. Amen. We're not after sandbox Christianity. We don't need that. There's a lot of that already. We want fullness. We want kingdom. We want Father's ministry in the earth. John has the keys to the Father's ministry. Amen? John has them. He has the keys. Praise God. God is love. God is light. You dwell in him. He's going to dwell in you. If he dwelleth in you, he's going to set up his ministry in you. Amen. Father cannot dwell in darkness. That's why he calls you up to where he's at. To drive the darkness out of the heart, mind, soul. Capacities, drive it and out. Amen. Liberate you like you've never been liberated before. Woo! Amen. The light, it's love, light, glory. See that? We go in the light, and then the realm of the glory of the Father is going to manifest. What do you think Moses went into when he went face to face with God, and he had to come out, and he'd take the veil off, and he'd be face to face with God's glory. And when he first came out, he was shining in the glory of God, and they were all afraid of it. His face, everything was shining, and he had to put a veil over it. When he talked with them, he veiled him. He went face to face. The Lord went face to face with the Father on the Mount Transfiguration. And his whole body lit up. His clothing lit up. What extent? What limitations do we have of his light? How much light can we get? How much light can we walk in? Can he light us up like that? Jesse the Planet, when he went to heaven, he was in heaven all day long. He had an encounter, and he didn't even know it. He came out of the encounter, and he went into this church service, and everybody just went like, they were going like that. And he was lit up. His whole face and countenance was lit up with the glory of God. He didn't even know it. He was just, he goes, I took a shower and everything. I didn't even know. He goes, they're all, he goes, God lit me up. I was in his glory. That realm of glory is what the Lord's inviting us to. He's inviting us to behold the image of the Father. And then the manifested glory will manifest here. We want all that to come down. He wants us to come up. That's where it's all at. When the Lord went with his disciples, they went into exceedingly high mountain apart, and they went in, and he went into the Father. That might happen every time. Every time he went up a mountain, he'd come back down in revival power. One time he said he went on the mountain, he came back down and said, virtue flowed out of him and healed them all. They were just touching the hem of his garment and getting healed. It was all over him. The Father, he was wearing the Father. He was wearing the glory. All they had to do is touch it. And we're trying to get God to come down and do that. Do that again. God's saying, come up and get clothed. And then you come down. I'm beginning to believe that when we get up there, there's a realm that we get into where we get so much of the Father on us. We come back down and whoosh, it releases. Amen. You're touching realm. Even tonight, you could feel that sweet presence. It was in that all day. I'm like, that's what I was in today. It was in the service, and I'm like, Father, I was in that today. That sweet presence. Coming off videos, praise God. Amen. We got good worship. Hallelujah. But it was just beautiful. Amen. You don't know what's up there till we get it. I don't know what's beyond that veil. I'm just every day, just my faith is punching another one. I want into the light. I want what's beyond that veil. What does it mean to walk in the light? What does it mean to have the light of life? He said, if a man will follow me, and this was in John. Anytime you read when Jesus said, follow me in the book of John, read it all the way through. He was talking about from the day you're born again all the way to the Father. No matter what he says in the book of John, if he says, follow me, he meant all the way to the Father. Say, all the way to the Father. Because that was his compass. If a man will follow me, he will not walk in darkness, but he'll have the light of life. If you follow me all the way to the Father. Say, all the way to the Father. He wants to reveal the Father. He wants to show us the love and the glory and the life of the Father. He wants to reveal it. If a man will follow me, he will not walk in darkness, but he will have the light of life. And the Father had life in himself. He gave the Son to have the life. Now, as the Father had life, he gave the Son to have life, and he's given the joint heirs to have the life. Amen. See, that's what's so beautiful about your new creation. It can get lit up. Amen. The Old Testament saints, they didn't have a spirit like you have. You have a spirit that can go into the presence of the Father and get lit up in the glory and be filled up with God can put his glory on them. Moses, you know, those guys were operating in a kind of righteousness, but they'd go in because they were just way up in there, but it didn't really belong to them. It belongs to us. We have a spirit that can contain the Father. We can bring the Holy Spirit, the Lord can bring us up into the Father, and the Father can, whoo, I know he's going to do it. We're getting close now. There's so much faith in that realm. There's so much life in that realm. There's so much glory in that realm. There's so much resolve and strength in that realm. There's such clarity there. There's no fogginess. You can see very clear. You wake up with a resolve and you see, and you're not tossed or turned. You know who you are. You know where you belong. You know what you're doing. You know where you're going. You know, because you're in that realm. He said, this you'll know. He said, you'll know that you're in me and that we're in the Father. You'll go, gnosko, no. In that day, you'll know. Say, you'll know. You'll know. Amen. Dang, I'm already preaching myself up in the 9 o'clock. Is that correct? I got to receive our offering. You know. Say, you know, but I got to get this scripture in. I didn't even know what I was going to say tonight. I really didn't. I was just so full of the Father. I said, Lord, whatever you want to do, it's fine with me. Now look at this. Verse 19. I just a couple of scriptures here. Carlos could bring that basket. It says, lay not up yourselves. Hold on, Carl. Just give me a minute. I'll do it for me here in a second. Lay not up yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt. See that? Where thieves will break through and steal. Listen, don't condemn yourself if a thief breaks through and steals. Don't condemn yourself if you're making mistakes down here. Because this is enemy territory. Sometimes he does things and he just, you know, you're not going to be perfect down here. Amen? You don't think you're going to be perfect down here. But lay up yourself treasures in heaven where neither, I love this, a moth nor rust can corrupt and a thief cannot break. When I was up in there today, I said, oh, Father, a thief steals from me sometime down there, but he cannot steal from me here. It's always good. Every good gift, every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, whom there's no variableness, there's no shadow of turning. You're not going to change. It's always glorious. It's always wonderful. It's always amazing. It's always beautiful. It's always full. He doesn't change. It's so great and glorious there. It's always amazing. Amen. And no thief is going to come and steal anything there. It's always yours to go and get. Amen. Say, it's always good. No thief can break through that place. Can't get there. Isn't that awesome? You got a place your enemy can't go, and that's why he hates you. That's why he hates this place. Because we teach about a place you can go where he can't go. I'm not going to fight him the rest of my life. I want to rise above him. Amen. Now listen to this. I close. I'm close. Verse 22, the light. Say the light or the lamp of the body is the eye. Okay? Listen. You have feet. Thank God for feet. Thank God for hands. Without an eye, you couldn't know what you're grabbing at. Without an eye, you don't know where you're going. You can be walking, but you can run right into a door. In the spirit realm, you've got eyes, and you got feet, and you got hands. But sometimes you don't know where you're going because your eye has been darkened. He's not talking about your natural eye. He says, the light of the body, the eye, if thine eye be what? Single, focused, clear. Whole. If it's fixed on the right place, what he just talked about, laying up treasure in heaven, if you fix it in the right place, your whole body is going to fill up with light. Your spirit's going to fill up with light. Your soul is going to fill up with light. Your mind's going to fill up with the light of heaven. Amen. If your eye be evil, it's not just evil, dark. If you look up that word for eye there, actually in the Greek, it means if your eye, I'm going to show it to you. I couldn't believe he said that. Verse 23, if thine eye be evil, thine eye be evil, it's poneros. Poneros is the word. You know what it means? Watch this. If your eye is full of labors, annoyances, hardships, harassment, toil. If your eye is full of toil, if it's full of the world, your body, your spirit is going to get clothed in the system of the world. If your eye is full of sin, your body's going to get full of it. If your eye is fixed on him, on the glory, guess what? The mirror is going to emanate the light. If your eye is fixed on the love, when you get in front of the Father, your body is going to emanate the love. If your eye is full of the toil of the world, you'll be full of toil. Your soul will be full of toil. Amen? You'll be out of alignment all the time because your eye is out of alignment. Get the eye fixed and everything else will fix itself. That's why he said, I put his word in the frontlets of mine eyes. They will not depart. Not just these eyes, that eye of faith. Amen? Got to protect that eye. Whatever that's looking at, whatever the imaginations of the heart, that's what's going to fill you up. Amen? The eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Isn't that glorious? Single, focused, clear. Say clear. Serve, say, Father, grant me the grace for a divine focus. Grant me the grace to fix my eye, the eye of faith upon you, to follow you, Lord, to the place where I no longer have to walk in darkness, but I'll have the light of your life flowing in me. Father, grant me grace for my eye. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, if you'll fix your eye, everything else will come into alignment. I'm not talking about just fixing this eye. Oh, got to close that. Ooh, I'm talking about that eye of faith. Home that eye of faith. What do you feed? I'm closing now, I think. What do you feed the eye of faith to get it fixed? The living word of truth. The revealed truth. Not the mind, the eye of faith. That living word revealed by the Holy Spirit that hones that compass in to see where you're going. And he says, if you'll follow me, my word will take you through the veil. It'll take you on up into the Father. And then I'll reveal the Father's love. I'll reveal his light. I'll reveal his glory. I'll reveal his grace. I'll reveal his holiness. I'll reveal the whole kingdom. Isn't that glorious? Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And all of that will fill you up with what you're looking at. Say, fill me up. See, we're trying to get God to fill us up, but our eye's not connected. Get the eye fixed. Single-minded, fixed, focused. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah. He said your body will get full of light. If you can get that eye into the Father, he's going to flood you with his glory. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, let's all partake. Listen, we're right in the thresholds. These mysteries, he's telling me he's going to hone the eye. Rick Joyner, the Lord told Rick Joyner when he was in heaven, he said, in the last days, the last day saints of God will have one thing in common. They'll be so fixed on heavenly things, they'll never sway. They'll be so caught up to see. They'll be beholding him all the day long. They'll be so fixed on the realm, so fixed. And I'm understanding how he hones the eye in now to see the Father's glory, to behold it. And the more you see, the more you'll be filled with light. The more you're filled, the more of that kingdom will transfer into the earth. Grant us that single focused eye.